Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
To Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is January 30th, 2021, and I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I'm the Director of Vaccination Liberation, a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccinations not often available to the public so that you can make the only informed choice, which is complete avoidance and refusal. We've been doing this for over 20 years. You can visit our website where we have amassed a lot of data. That's vaccinetruth.com. Vaccinetruth.net is where our exemption pages are mirrored. And then vaclib.org is our main website. That's VACLIB, short for Vaccination Liberation, and .org. My business website is humbleweed.net, where I sell high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation. So hence the name of the show, which is Immunize Wisely, stylized with a Z in Wisely, which means to protect and strengthen our immune function wisely while we navigate a toxic world. So we do have a chat room for the show. I want everyone to know that our chat room is really important, actually. Thanks to Mer Bailey for creating and hosting our chat room and adding important content there. I'm going to probably drop more stuff there in this show, and that is Immunize Wisely. Again, that's Wisely with a Z in the middle, chatango.com, and that's, it could be chat and go or chatango.com, depending on whether you like to chat or dance. So that's immunizewisely.chatandgo.com. And so that's important for everyone to know to go there, just if they want links that we're talking about. And you miss, you know, a website or something that is mentioned on the show, especially links to important content that we will be discussing, that I think, you know, you're going to want to go back to that place. Anyway, I want to remind everyone to support this network by becoming a monthly subscriber or a donator, because it does cost a lot to run a professional radio network. So if you aren't, you know, a monthly donator, you know, consider doing that, you know, for, a few espressos. You can, you know, if everyone did that, if everyone paid just like $5 or $6 a month regularly all the time, you know, this network would be purely listener supported and we'd have even less commercials. But we do need the commercials for sure, just to keep everything afloat. So I want to bring up before I introduce my guests, which I have some pretty important guests, I just want to bring up some important things that came my way, some news you may have missed. By the way, if you just go to republicbroadcasting.org, there is you know, really excellent content. They update it all the time. So always check out that news feed. But there's a couple things that aren't on there that I want you to know about. I actually was became aware of an article by, it's by Chris Black, and it's in the magazine investmentwatchblog.com. And it says the PCR test for COVID-19 identifies only human DNA. And he cites the research of Amanda Vollmer, a naturopath in Canada, who I had as a guest, actually, this last summer. She's really amazing, Amanda Dawn Vollmer. So she actually got her naturopath from the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine in Toronto and a bachelor's degree in agricultural biotechnology. She found that the COVID-19 test does not actually test for COVID-19. The test itself, as we know, is a polymerase chain reaction test that identifies DNA particles. So I think what she found out, and she has charged to show it there, and I'm going to put a link in the chat because it's a really important article. She found that the PCR testing protocol developed by WHO to detect COVID-19 actually tests for chromosome 8, which is present in all humans. One of the primer sequences, or the start sequence in the PCR test that is allegedly for SARS-CoV-2, which is used by the WHO, is found in any human DNA. In essence, we are the virus. So the COVID-19 test is done using reagents to extract an RNA sample. An enzyme called reverse transcriptase converts RNA into complementary DNA sequence. This DNA, called a primer, is reproduced or amplified several times so that the sought DNA sequence can be detected. The more replication cycles, the more likely it is that the targeted sequence will be detected. So sometimes this chromosome 8, or COVID-19, is detected, and other times it's not detected by the PCR test. This is why it is not always detected in that initial sample, and it has to be samplified so many times. And so this is the reason that the test is gives 80% false positive results, and why so many people that tested positive are described as asymptomatic. Well, and we want to emphasize that Kerry Mullis found it, who was the developer of the PCR test. I can't emphasize that enough. He said it was never designed to detect infectious disease states. So, you know, what is this really about? I mean, is this is really creepy. And there's fibers that are not just cotton at the end of these swabs that are going all the way up into your brain, but they're finding Morgellons-type fibers and nanoparticles at the end that are actually detected moving with a microscope, and you can pull out the filaments with tweezers, and there is a YouTube or BitChute on that. And you know, I think there needs to be a lot more investigation. I know for myself, I would never allow anyone to put something up into my nostrils that go so close to my brain. And if masking works and you're not allowed to sing in church, you should be able to just breathe onto the test. And this test is bogus, so I just can't emphasize that enough. I've been telling people from the beginning, that's the whole game. You know, start out with testing a bogus test and then have people do this whole sequence of tracing, and then we can't return to normal until you're vaccinated. So that seems to be happening. And I want to remind people, too, that there's a website. It's vacs.live. And very interesting, and has the world stats that seem to be updated regularly as to how many people are actually getting this COVID-19 vaccine. And if you go to vax.live/USA, and, you know, anyway, you can click around and get details from all the different countries and see their uptake. And in our country, we have the most people getting the vaccine. In fact, 24.1 million people have been vaccinated in the United States thus far, and it's more than any the number of people, it's more than any country in the world. I find that rather horrifying myself. Let's see. Okay, and last but not least, there's several things, lots of amazing news. H.R. 450 was a bill that was introduced January 25th by Representative Andy Biggs, a Republican in Arizona, to prohibit the use of federal funds to propose, establish, implement, or enforce any requirement that an individual wear a mask or other face covering or be vaccinated to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and for other purposes. So that was introduced the 25th. That was on Monday. And there it languishes. As we know, or many of our listeners know, that the corporate United States is not funded. If you call the White House, they're closed. Lots of stuff going on. In fact, we're getting news out that that our Marines are on mainland China and the CCP is being dissolved now. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. It sounds really wild, but I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff going on. I want people to pay attention. And last but not least, I want you to know that the COVID edition of Vaccines Revealed is also happening. It's coming up, and there, you can be an affiliate, especially if you have like a large list of people that you interact with. You may want to consider becoming an affiliate, and I have links on our website. If you go to vaclib.org, vaclib.org, scroll all the way down to activism, and you can click there, and there's links to just view the film, which I, you know, encourage you to do. Starts February 9th, runs through the 17th. That's 9 episodes. Each hour, you have 24 hours to watch it. And there's going to be a lot of really good information on there. So, and you can get the series digitally or on DVD, and they always offer really good discounts. So it's supposed to be an excellent series. There's a good trailer. So again, go to the homepage, vaclib.org, scroll all the way down under activism, and click on the link to the COVID edition of Vaccines Revealed. It'll take you to another page where you can either choose to be an affiliate and promote it yourself, or just promote it and watch it yourself. So, and if you wanted to be an affiliate, you know, please, you know, contact me. I can help you promote it. So there you go. Oh, without much further ado, there's I could probably go on and on, but I keep saying the last thing. From our show last Saturday night, I had Joy Garner of the Control Group, and they have filed in federal court. It's very, very important that we support that case. So some people didn't catch the website. It's informedconsentdefense.org. The archive for the first hour was a little messed up, so it's fixed now. So you can go to the archive and grab that. I can put a link to that also in the chat room. That's immunizewisely.chatandgo.com. So now I'm going to introduce our guest, and I'm very excited. We have a lot of time. We're hopefully going to be able to take callers the last half hour because we have a lot of ground to cover, and it's a topic very near and dear to just about all our listeners because we're talking about mind control, and there's a lot of levels of mind control going on. And I think now more than ever, we're witnessing people that are awake and their family members are not, and they're insisting on getting the shot. They look at us like we're crazy, and they're digging in their heels now more than ever, you know, saying they want to get the Joe Biden shot, and, you know, they'll always wear a mask, and just crazy stuff. And we're just like, you know, we're dumbfounded as to how it got to this intense of a barrier where there's no more even intelligent dialogue with these people. So, so without much further ado, my guests have are Bonnie and John, and they're with a website awakenvideo.org. That's awakenvideo.org. They both founded the website, and Bonnie founded alienabductionhelp.com. Bonnie Jean Mitchell is a long-time researcher and author, and along with her husband John, Bonnie discovered a psychological and digital form of mnemonic mind control on electronic devices that can literally reprogram the human mind. So for 20 years, she has given advice to those living through paranormal and metaphysical experiences. And she wrote the book, Invitation to Self, A Journey with the Star People. And in 2014, she and John left the United States to live in Uruguay. Bonnie and John are currently focused on the spiritual battle we are fighting as we work toward a paradigm shift in consciousness. And John, he retired from the United States Merchant Marines and along with his wife Bonnie began full-time research into the lies and propaganda of the secret government, including forms of mind control used on the masses. They both discovered digital mnemonic mind control on television. And then, so their current focus is the danger of 5G in conjunction with the COVID virus vaccination and these crimes being committed against humanity. And I actually met Bonnie and John when I was serving with the International Tribunal of Public Health and justice, anyway. And, you know, we have our judgment and they're involved with that. So it's a pleasure having you on the program, Bonnie and John. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit, what is this digital mnemonic mind control? Can you explain that to the audience? Because I think a lot of people think looking at a screen is fairly innocuous, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, the thing about the mnemonic mind control is that it's part of the mind control, part of the programming that happens. The first thing that really happens when you are staring at the television or your device, your smartphone, you are basically going into a state of hypnosis. So all of this programming is going straight into your subconscious mind. So when you're actually seeing spinning circles and flashing lights and colors, it is speaking directly to your subconscious mind. And we don't really consciously pay attention to that because, you know, to our conscious minds, it's just, you know, spinning circles and lights, it doesn't matter, but it's the subconscious that it's really speaking directly to. That's how the programming can get into your head and you're really not even aware of it.
Right.
So the circles are, they're basically concentric rings, circles spinning in different directions, but they're all linked together. And inside of these circles are all kinds of information. Some of it is binary code. There's all kinds of different symbols and sigils, which are magical. And we have even recognized some of the magic used in Solomon's Key, in the Lesser Key of Solomon. So it's pretty deep stuff, this programming.
Wow.
And the circles, yeah, the circles themselves, I mean, they can literally rewrite your memory by inserting new information in there.
That's right. So they've always called it since the beginning of television, and you know, we in our other you know, we have a long history of interviews we've done where we give the whole history of television, which is worth knowing about, because from the beginning it's always been a mind control device and a device used to contact the spirit world. And so
okay, hold on. I didn't realize I did such a long intro. So hold on to that thought. Stay tuned. You're listening to Bonnie and John on Immunize Wisely.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. We have about 5-6 minutes to talk about before another break, by the way. But we're talking to Bonnie and John of Awakened Video. And we're just going into digital mnemonic mind control. Do you want to go ahead and continue, especially, you know, how the Tell Live Vision was designed for this?
Sure. Well, where I left off was with the mnemonic mind control that we discovered. What it actually does is unlocking the subconscious mind for the program. And, you know, they call it a program. And, okay, so for a long time, we've all heard that people saying, oh, it's a channel. They channel it into your mind. It's a program. They're telling you everything. Great. But I never really, you know, heard of anyone else taking it to the next level. And what does that mean when it's a program that we're watching? So I took it upon myself a while back now. This has been, what, 2 or 3 years now, at least 3 years maybe. And I watched every single black and white Andy Griffith show. It was one of my favorites when I was a kid growing up. You know, that's what I got programmed with. And I wanted to watch all of it and see if I could detect what the program was. And so I discovered something that's worth mentioning. And that's the for that particular program, the program of the Andy Griffith Show is, it's okay to lie as long as you have a reason that's good, that you think is good. And bar none, every single episode, we're talking about a lot of episodes over years, right? Every single episode at the core is that story. Someone is telling a lie to somebody else or to cover something up for the apparent benefit of somebody else. So it really is, you know, that's just the Andy Griffith program. So there's all these different programs that we watch, and it gives you, it basically adjusts your brain to normalize behaviors. And that goes way back. You know, I was a little kid watching the Andy Griffith Show, but now we have this more modern, the mnemonic, digital mnemonic, basically opening your subconscious mind. And that's why it's at the intro. It's always at the beginning of it. They'll even use, like Bonnie said, there's the binary program, there's Q&A programming in there, and there's a count up or count down method, flashing lights, all of these things that anybody want, you know, that's a hypnosis 101, a lot of this stuff. And then a lot of it's more intricate. But so now we have in modern times, and this has been for years now, we discovered that, gosh, how long ago was that?
Could have been 2012.
2012-ish. So for a while now, we've known about it, and it's very high tech now. And this, we believe that this sort of mind control, this the device itself also is used to change your own cognitive awareness through the device itself,
changes your brain waves.
Right.
First of all, I mean, your brain, normally your brain wave is in a beta state, which is kind of normal waking consciousness. But only after like 30 seconds of watching television or staring into your smartphone, you know, whatever you're watching, your brain changes into an alpha wave. And this is more like a relaxed state where it's much easier to program your subconscious mind. So they're literally opening up your subconscious mind and putting the information in there.
And this is why we've seen a ramp up for those of us, you know, old enough to have... I'm so grateful to be from the time frame that I was born and raised in, because I'm pre-internet, cognitive of all of that, pre-cell phone, all of that stuff. And I've witnessed the ramping up of the sex and the violence and the normalization of that up to the point where it is now, and in the video games, etc. And now we have everything poised in a position for a big explosion. And we're starting to see that happen, and have been. I mean, 2020 has been a year of violence like we've never seen before. And I just want to say something that I hardly ever hear anybody say, and that a giant amount of this is the agitation, the anger, the violence is from being beamed by mind control devices. If there were no cell phones and there were no televisions, there would be no riots. There would be none of this happening. None of this. There would be no people agreeing to being jabbed with poison. None of it would be happening. So it's really just about 100% a matter of mind control that all of this is happening right now.
Yes.
I agree. I actually agree. You know, I wanted to have a bumper sticker. I just have to tell you this. I thought probably the most important is to turn, you know, kill your television. You know, kill your television. I remember seeing it one time, and I said, we need to get that out everywhere, because I raised my only daughter without any television, and she raised her daughter also the same way, so that the formative years weren't tainted like that, you know. And now, of course, they haven't been able to resist the cell phone thing. And, of course, you know, she was shared custody with my daughter. She went ahead and... you know, the father always was plugging her in front of these Disney movies, and I was rather horrified, but she seemed to survive it. She still is remarkably, you know, intelligent. They go on hikes all the time. They're out in nature a lot, and she's extremely bright. You know, she's considered, you know, in that fast track gifted program in the darn school system. But still, you know, the whole thing disturbs me, you know, so I have these talks with her, because I do find, you know, it's intense, the level of programming and their inability to think logically and independently. And
that's right.
That's just a huge concern. I didn't mean to, take so much time with my own stuff, but I just, you know, it's huge. So there we go. Yeah. We got a commercial.
Going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We have John and Bonnie. We're going into the more detail of, you know, just a recap, the how it changes your brain waves, you know, from beta to alpha, so that you're more susceptible to programming. And as Bonnie said, it's all screens, but particularly the screen.
The lights can definitely affect your mind, and they do use lights for programming the mind. Actually, I have a patent right here. Sound and light frequency used to achieve desired brain waves, and the light is sent through the subject's eyes. This is United States patent number 5330414. It is a brainwave-inducing apparatus, and the abstract says, a random signal generator outputs a random noise signal to a band pass filter, which selectively passes frequency components in the frequency range of a desired brain wave from a subject. Basically, it's saying that the light that's flashed, the light can be pulsed at different frequencies, and when it's pulsed into the person's eyes, this can induce some type of desired brain wave. So it can create emotions and different effects from you. I mean, think about it. When we're watching a movie or a television, we can be emotionally affected by it. And sometimes we'll cry, you know, it's like we know that it's just a movie. It's not real, right? Mm-hmm. But why are we so affected? It's because our subconscious has been programmed, and our subconscious is actually in control of our five senses and our perception of reality. So when your subconscious mind has been programmed, you are really easily controlled. And if you think about it, our subconscious minds are in charge of about 90% of our bodily functions, including our five senses and the way that we view reality. So the way that we've been programmed by televisions and the media and now the internet, the computers, the smartphones, the way that we've been programmed our whole lives, it's no wonder that people are having a hard time thinking for themselves, because they're not using critical thinking. They're just going with the programming that their computer brain has been programmed with. So now people, you know, trying to make simple observations and judgments like about the coronavirus and the vaccine and should I wear a mask or not and all of that, they're just more comfortable with kind of going with the flow and conforming and doing what they're told. It's just more comfortable for them to fall in line with their programming that we've been programmed with all of our lives since we were children.
And that flow is the singular satanic narrative that if you become part of that, if you become, there's two paths, the left-hand path and the right-hand path, and you've probably heard that plenty. Mm-hmm. It goes across all lines from the esoteric through religions, and through all the indigenous histories, all of this stuff all lines up, talking about this time when these two paths separate, which is where we are now, and why we see so clearly these two stories side by side running at the exact same time, and we're watching it unfold, and we're watching these people also prophesy that these people would love their poison so much that if you tried to even warn them about it, let alone try to take the poison away from them, they would fight you to the death for it so that they could keep their poison. And that's exactly where we are now. So the people who are, firmly planted on the left-hand path, many of them are beyond any sort of redemption. And we're just seeing the last few stragglers now who might, you know, hear this warning even and jump on board firmly under the right-hand path, you know. But the time to choose is coming to a close. And so that's our biggest message of all. And the good news is about all of this crazy stuff is that nearly 100% of it is through consent. And I know we don't consent to breathing chemtrails, so that's one that that's hard to think about. But we sure do sign up. We don't. We haven't had a cell phone since, 2010 or 2011, yeah. Something like that. Mm-hmm. But, people, when you sign up for the cell phones track you. They are mind control devices. If they have your DNA, they can make you sick with a specific, let's call it a virus just for you, through the cell phone frequency. There's tech, and all this is patented, it's all talked about, and it's inside the phones today. And if people are ignorant, right, they ignore things, if they're ignorant enough to just not care, lack of care, lack of love for themselves and others, their family, their children, they buy these weapons for, let's say, then that's consent. And, you know, you can consent yourself right down the left-hand path, and the worst sort of ride that this place has to offer, and you don't have to do it. The good news is listen to people who are trying to warn you about all this different stuff. There's a whole bunch of us out here, like Bonnie and I are about the mind control because we think it's one of the most serious things, but you're here with vaccine, you know, the staying away from the deadly vaccines. And there's many people with all these warnings. And like I said, 100% of it nearly is consent. So just get rid of your cell phone. Stop watching TV. Don't get vaccinated. Stop drinking fluoride. But blah, blah, blah. We've been doing the things we've been doing for 12 years. And that is the only reason we're here instead of somebody else talking to you about this, because we chose to focus on consciousness and break our own mind control, our own indoctrination that we've been through, and then reveal it to other people.
Right. Yeah, you've been paying it forward for a while, just like me. I mean, you know, we had a newspaper, everyone on the station knows, and that was one of our things too, you know, all of it, right. You know, exposing all of it. But yeah, they don't want this information out in a credible format. And there's such great information on your website. I hope more people go to awakenvideo.org. So write that down, awakenvideo.org. So very, very important information. They are updating the content all the time. And it's predicted that from here on out, things are going to get more and more clear. It's going to be people are raising their consciousness and going toward the light, or they're, you know, pretty much beyond repair. They've already agreed to go into helplessness, hopelessness, and the darkness. So it should be a pretty darn interesting year, that's for sure. But that doesn't mean we're here to just, you know, say, oh, well, we do what we can. You know, you don't want to totally cast pearls before swine, but I don't like to think of my fellow man as swine ever either. You know, you want to go ahead and say that this information is available if you're interested. You always do that. And if they're not interested, then you just leave it go, let it go, and talk about the weather, and that's fine. You know, but always at least put out that there's other information available, and that you know.
Yeah, and I would suggest that in now at this time, only, you know, make the water available. Don't try to even lead anybody to it. Just make the water available. Shine the light on the darkness, but. You know, it's dangerous at this point to, especially to randomly try to get people to convert or however you want to look at it. Yeah, you can't force anybody now, because we are, you know, the more conscious and aware the right hand path becomes in an equal balance, because everything, even though it appears to human beings that it's chaos, it's really not. It's very, very balanced. It's so balanced down to the hair. Each hair on your head. And the more clear that we become, and the more conscious, and the more we see, the more truth revealed constantly, you have to remember that the other side, the left-hand path, they're experiencing the polar opposite of that. They are, the more insane they are becoming, the more unclear and the more asleep. And that equals, you know, dangerous. So
yeah, the gap between us is getting wider, and the right. People who are awake are gaining more and more consciousness and seeing more and more truth, and the people who are asleep are just getting even more asleep.
Right.
Basically, we're going through a transition. We're shifting. Like, this is a shift of consciousness, of awareness, and like John said, there's two paths you can go by. Go the right hand path, which is awake and aware, and the left hand path, which is just, you know, under a state of hypnosis.
Yeah.
And so those people are,
and those are the mass.
They're basically going down with the ship. They're following the old matrix, the social structure, the whole structure that's been put in place for humanity. They're just following that, and to the awake people, it's like watching a movie, and. We pretty much know what's going to happen.
Well, like in the Hopi, when the Hopi talk about the through their oral history, and they have a petroglyph as well out there that's fairly famous, where the shows the splitting off happening, the natural shift occurring. And the left-hand path is really popular with a lot of entities, or in maybe humans as well, and entities. And the right-hand path is just very few people on it. But one of the remarkable things that the Hopi elders say is that they do not have a word in their language to describe the craziness of, to describe what, in a Hopi word, what the left-hand path is. They don't even have a word for that kind of crazy.
We can't understand how somebody would make that choice.
Right.
But they do say, even though a lot of humanity is going to go down this other path, we all do go home at the end. We all meet up at the same place in the end.
Right.
Huh.
They're just taking the long way around.
They're just the taking long way. The long way around. Because, you know, you and I both know the ultimate goal is to be reunited with our Creator.
Right.
In a real way, you know, that's in a non-physical way. Our identity needs to be in a non-physical way and focus on that. So, yeah, with all that said, it is interesting how people get actually believe that this physical matrix is more important and real than what we would consider the non-physical to be more important and real. So, very, right. Very interesting times.
It sure is. It sure is. We feel privileged to be going through it. As hard as it is, it's not without a whole lot of stress because, you know, we realize, and that's the hardest thing to do maybe here, is to realize that every individual man, woman, and child is a soul with their own past and probably their own lives, past lives that we've all had. And so your connection as family, if you're smart, you can figure out your connection as family is probably in reality, in true reality, is far different than the emotional and the story of what family is here when we come here, you know. So it's very difficult to realize that everybody has their own path, even our brothers and sisters and moms and dads, and to watch that unfold, you know, I mean. Actually, I mean, we can talk about that a little bit. I wanted to actually about the mind control and stuff. I just recently had an interaction. You know, I think I'm sharing this story right now because I think this is probably something a lot of people are going through. Because
yes.
Those people on the left-hand path are losing it so severely. And I think that if somebody who's just got love and care in their heart, but they maybe aren't awake or awake or at least aware of, you know, what they're in the middle of right now, like as much as we are, then it's got to be very upsetting to see these loved ones. So this is why I'm sharing this, but I just recently had an interaction. I started to reconnect with a close family member, very, very close family member, blood family, who was someone I was very close with growing up as a kid. And all those years, all the formative years and going through high school and through the military and all this stuff. And then we lost connection for a number of years and reconnected with them. And I thought things were going really great, you know, and I think the last thing I had emailed to this family member of mine was like a Christmas card of Bonnie and I. And, you know, of course, he lives in the United States. And then I get a, you know, months later, I finally get this contact from him. And that was real strange that there's this space. And it said something about, you know, hey, how you doing? All the usual, you know, the usual stuff. And then something strange about, so we're, you know, or what do you think about that Trump and, you know, some political things. And we had never, ever in our lives, never been that way. So it was real strange for him to even put that in there. And so, to make a long story short, I was like, wow, that's really strange, but I'm going to try to just be real positive about it and joke with them and be like, hey, you know, settle down or whatever. Before I could get that email sent to him and sort of try to patch up this already snowball effect going on of negative energy, he pelted me with this thing like, what? And just in a moment, like 30 minutes later, I get another email and it's like, so you are a Trump supporter like the rest of your family and yeah, like all this crazy, just like he's nuts. And then there was like about three or four more emails that I didn't even read because they were insane. And this is someone who, the point of this is someone who I grew up with, very, very, very close to me. I know this person who he used to be. He's a lot like me. He like loved nature and loved this world and life and was a loving person and all, had care and, you know, taught me, older than me, you know, an older person in my family, taught me a lot about how to be a good person and all this. And now all these years later, he's about 15, 16 years older than me. So he's like approaching 70, and I get this crazy stuff. So I'm sharing this with everybody because clearly this family member of mine, I mean, this is a damn shame, and it makes me very sad to know that that's it. That's, I mean, until this world is over with, there's no way for me to, you know, that he's gone. He's just gone. He's just lost it completely. And there's no, he's in another country. I don't really know what's going on with this person, but it went from everything's fine and everything, then like no communication for a couple of months, and now I don't know who this guy is anymore.
Right? I think you pretty much nailed it on the head. This is, we're all seeing this. And so really thank you for sharing, because this is really common from what I'm hearing from people.
Right.
So please stay tuned.
I wanted to share.
Okay, thank you. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Bonnie and John on Immunize Wisely.
You have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range. Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Just a few more minutes with my guest before the top of the hour, and we were just kind of mentioning just how things are so upside down and backwards. And the best quote I know of is Michael Elner, "Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Psychiatrists destroy minds. Scientists destroy truth. Major media destroys information. Religions destroy spirituality. And governments destroy freedom." That's Michael Elner. I'll send you that quote if anybody's interested in it. But I had that on my refrigerator forever.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, anyway, we want to actually emphasize, because I think most people, I mean, I have a friend, she does all her research, everything on the smartphone, and it's driving me nuts. But then she's like, well, you do everything on your computer, which, you know, I have a computer business. So it's, you know, it's like we're both, you know, using this technology. It's just that hers, you know, she does this wireless thing. At least mine's wired up, but it's still that blue light that's hitting us and affecting our eyes. So I really want to talk about that.
Sure. Well, there's all sorts of patents that we can discuss. We've been doing this for about 12 years now, trying to warn people of the various technologies that are inside of all their devices, their cell phones and all of that. The screen itself can pulse at you. I think Bonnie probably has a...
Yeah, well, one of the things that happens when you're staring at your device is brainwave entrainment. And that means that whatever frequency they want to be sending through that device actually can cause your own frequency to be entrained with it. So they can also change your behavior that way, change the way you feel that way.
And not just can, but they are. We're seeing it. We're seeing it happen. This is why 2020 changed the entire paradigm of reality for everybody. It went to Crazyville literally at the flip of a switch. These things can be used and are being used to agitate people, to bring them up to various levels of anger, all the way up to murder, up to homicide.
Well, here's a patent I'd like to read to you. It's changing a person's behavior through video pictures. It's U.S. patent number 4717343, granted on January 5th, 1988. It is a method of conditioning a person's unconscious mind in order to effect a desired change in the person's behavior, which does not require the services of a trained therapist. Instead, the person to be treated views a program of video pictures appearing on a screen. The program, as viewed by the person's unconscious mind, acts to condition the person's thought patterns in a manner which alters that person's behavior. So there's plenty of patents out there.
I got 4717. I was trying to write real fast.
Oh, okay. It's U.S. patent number 4717343. Sorry, 4717343.
And if someone's real interested, by the way, because there's lots of people who have done this research and, you know, made websites devoted to this, so you can really just look up mind control patents, even. And there are people who have put some of them together and organized them so that people can read. It's really all about consent. We hear from so many people all the time that are like, well, a lot of the people are doing the Faraday cage thing that we designed, gosh, a long time ago. But we hear from people all the time. They're like, thanks, you know, we finally decided to really look into all this stuff. And you guys are right. You know, the TV way back when, it was always a weapon. And the guy who invented the cathode ray tube was a spiritualist. And he developed the cathode ray tube to make contact with the spirit world. So that's
we're at the top of the hour, and I didn't hear the break. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
Well, free and our stringent quality controls plus testing for heavy metals makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
This is